one of the primary sensors, going back to the whole point of a submarine, is to know what else is going on around. When a submarine's deep, the primary sensor is sonar,
mm-hmm.
and that works really well deep. And when you're in sort of steady water, the problem is as you come up to the surface or towards the surface, the water gets, I say, more messy and it becomes more uncertain. So the sonar doesn't work well near the surface because you've got lots of wave noise and things like that. So you rely less. It still works, but you rely less on the sonar because it's deadened by surface noise and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the primary sensors when you're periscope depth, by definition, is the periscope. Now there's different sensors on the periscope, but one of the best sensors is having a look. The reason why you take time and a lot of thought goes into going back to periscope depth is what you've absolutely got to make sure is that the person, whoever it is that's on the periscope, when they first get to periscope depth, can see. Because that's the time when, again, you see on the movies and things, you have to do a quick all-round look, so make sure there's nothing close. Because you do get examples where things you didn't realise they were there, and all of a sudden you've got to go down really quickly. So what you've got to do is really make sure that the person who's going to be the first one on the periscope, her eyes are accustomed to the light outside. So that's why you go through the white light. Now the reality is, if it's daylight outside, you've no need to change the light. So it's less so about worrying about what's been transmitted out.
Right.
It's more really about getting the first person that's going to go on, or everyone that goes on the periscope, getting their eyes accustomed to what they'll be seeing through the periscope. So mm-hmm. it's more about getting their eyes trained.
Okay.
And red lighting at times, and sometimes what we call black lighting, so turn all the lights out, because if it's going to be a really dark night out there, and certainly on the T-class you have curtains around the periscopes,
right?
Because again, it's interesting, when you're operating at night, things like, again, just looking at the TV, little sort of LEDs like that, that's absolutely a non-starter in a control room, because that just blinds you.
Right.
Because you imagine lots of those around, lots of computer screens and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, particularly if you're operating in the middle of nowhere at night, you've got to get used to, seeing in the dark, and getting your eyes accustomed to seeing in the dark. And just, somebody, shining an LED like that just screws your light, your night vision straight away. Mm. So it's, it's hard work, actually. And it's hard work. And that's why, certainly in dark nights when you're away, wherever you are, is, you will tend to do, no more than 10, 15 minutes on a periscope, because it's really hard to concentrate.
Yeah.
Where you're effectively, looking at that.
Right.
And it's really hard to look at blackness.
Yeah. And if there's waves crashing over the periscope.
Yeah,
waves
can be a challenge.
Right.
And likewise, again, in the middle of wherever you are, whether it's a clear night, a dark night, simple things like being able to see in the horizon.
Right.
And knowing where the horizon is.